Mexican president denies taking cartel money for 2018 election. Demands answers from U.S. by Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on February 23, 2024. Mexico's president has once again criticized the U.S. government over alleged investigations into his administration's ties to drug cartels. During his morning news conference, Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador said the U.S. government must answer why they were investigating his administration since Mexico is a sovereign country. The demands come as López Obrador displayed a series of questions sent by reporters from the New York Times. The reporters claim to have various unnamed sources providing them with information about a now-closed investigation into AMLO and his victorious 2018 presidential bid that allegedly had cartel funding. El Gobierno de EUA Ora va a tener que informar. Afirmó AMLO tras revelar que the New York Times está realizando un reportaje con información de la DEA en donde supuestamente sus hijos y funcionarios cercanos a él recibieron dinero en 2018 hashtag la mananera dimlo. pic.twitter.com/we/gop9b0p. El Universal, at el underscore universal underscore mx. February 22, 2024. The story surfaced just weeks after various outlets published stories based on another closed investigation where various witnesses pointed to the Mexican politician having taken money from drug cartels for his failed 2006 presidential bid, Breitbart Texas reported at the time. During his conference, López Obrador read the email that the Times sent to his spokesman. The Mexican president even shared the author's cell phone number, which caused some controversy in Mexico. The Mexican president reading aloud today the phone number of the NEET's Mexico City bureau chief during a press conference is a whole different level of press bullying. A strategy to kill a story that the NEET is preparing about alleged ties of his government to drug traffickers. José Díaz Briceño, at Díaz Briceño, February 22, 2024. In the emailed questions, the reporter asked about meetings of López Obrador's trusted men with the leader of the Sinaloa cartel, Ismael Elmeo Zambada. They also asked about a payment of $4 million from a top leader of Los Zetas in exchange for negotiating his freedom. Another question asked for a response to claims by cartel members of having videos that show AMLO's children collecting cash from cartel leaders. The Mexican politician denied the allegations, demanding proof, and claimed that the U.S. outlet was working against him. The topic of cartel financing has garnered much attention in recent weeks as Mexico gets closer to the summer 2024 presidential elections. One of the top topics deals with the worsening cartel violence due to López Obrador's refusal to fight against drug cartels, claiming to focus on social programs instead, an approach called abrazos no balazos. However, the politician's rivals have publicly accused him of protecting drug cartels for profit. The New York Times called out López Obrador's response to the questions in the article and for having leaked the cell phone of their journalist in one of the deadliest countries for news workers in the world. In response to President Andrés Manuel López Obrador of Mexico's press conference this morning, pic.twitter.com/c0ne8amb4f. New York Times Communications, at NE Times per, February 22, 2024. On Friday morning, López Obrador pushed back, claiming that foreign journalists needed to keep their attitude in check. By El Unireída su prepotencia. Así contesta el presidente a reporter a que lo cuestiona por haber dado a conocer información personal de la corresponsal del at New York Times. Síguenos en at fcexpresspic.twitter.com/tuper/ho. Paco Ziacom, at Paco Ziacom, February 23, 2024. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Brandon Darby and Senior Breitbart Management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Ildefonso Ortiz and Senior Breitbart Management. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com.